This is Paul Foster for this week's More to the Story from WNCW. We've only brought up sports a time or two in the past here on More to the Story, but when we have, it seems like it involved Clemson and its winning football program. The Tigers won the national championship last season, and now they get ready to defend that title. So let me welcome our guest this morning, who's with the Greenville News, sports writer and columnist Scott Kiepfer. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Scott, set the stage for us about what's coming up involving the Tigers as they're back in this Final Four in college football's bowl playoffs.
It's really hard to believe because coming off their first national championship in 35 years last year, they lost so many key components. Quarterback Deshaun Watson, who has already earned his start in the NFL, Wayne Gallman, they lost so many key players off that team that I think most of the general public just assumed that Clemson would probably take a step back this season, myself included. I mean, how do you lose that much offensive firepower and then remain a contender? Well, they proved me wrong. Here they are bound for the college football playoff again and preparing to make a trip to the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans on January 1st.
Go back over what this season has been like, and you're right, you've already mentioned how they lost a lot of stars on that team to graduation, and in Deshaun Watson's case, have just completed his junior season and decided to go pro. As far as this season goes, I know they had a big opening win against Auburn, I believe it was, but then not too many weeks later in the season actually got upset. Their one and only loss shocked a lot of people at Syracuse.
It did, because, you know, Syracuse was an unranked team. It was just one of those nights where things don't go your way, and Syracuse got excited. I was there for the game, and at Syracuse, in that indoor arena, and once the fans got into it, Syracuse had all the momentum. But you know what's ironic and kind of sinful is last year, in route to the national championship, Clemson had a slip-up as well. At about the same point in the season, they were upset by Pittsburgh. It was almost like a wake-up call, and I think a similar scenario could unfold this season. And sure enough, they've won six games in a row, appear to be playing their best ball, as Coach Sweeney likes to say, at the best time.
Let's talk about another part of this, and it's kind of becoming something we're getting used to, and I think some fans have even fussed about it a little bit. Clemson and their way to the national title is going to involve getting through a legendary football program, Alabama. They keep running into Alabama.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? You know, Coach Sweeney obviously is an Alabama grad, a former walk-on there under Gene Stallings, legendary coach, and here they are, what, third time in 3 years now? And it just seems like it's an annual and fateful occurrence. Dabo just shrugs his shoulders and laughs. This point in the season, these final four teams are all equipped to win. They're all immensely talented, so you might as well start with the most legendary program you can and see what you could do with them. It's going to be fun. Based on the first two encounters between Clemson and Alabama, this one could even upstage the first two.
This is More to the Story from WNCW. Our guest from the Greenville News is Scott Kiepfer, as we talk about what's upcoming for Clemson football, having the chance to fight for another national title. Scott, let me ask you, you brought up, of course, the name of head coach Dabo Sweeney, and talk a little bit about how he influences players. I know he's very emotional. He's also, I think, at times wears that heart on his sleeve. He's proud to be a Christian and so forth.
Look, his whole attitude and approach is refreshing, and I think that appeals not only to the young people of today, but also their parents. You know as well as I do that when you're recruiting high-level athletes, the former Clemson coach Danny Ford told me years ago that the way to land a great player is to win over the mother. If you can win over that mother in the living room during a recruiting visit, then you're gold. And I think Dabo Sweeney kind of has that knack. And he also, look, he has fun. He repeats all the time, the fun is in the winning. And if you can't enjoy it, why even be in the business? They celebrate every victory game by game. Dabo does post-victory dances in the locker room, and the players just get a kick out of him. I mean, he keeps things lighthearted. He wants them to understand and have an appreciation for this privilege they've been given. I guess you could kind of say he's old school. And in a collegiate coaching world where it's all about big money and going to this school and that school and, you know, leaving players in the lurch to take a better job, Dabo's been kind of a breath of fresh air, and I think that appeals to a lot of people.
Scott, I would imagine that outside of you as the sports writer and following Clemson football, that there's a lot of writers in all areas of the paper that are going to be writing on different aspects about Clemson as they get ready for this upcoming first bowl game and hopefully a national championship appearance. Let me ask you, from your knowledge, how does this affect Clemson as a whole, from the university to future students, future recruiting of athletes, and in the town of Clemson?
This really continues to put Clemson on the map, because I would venture to say that in 20, 30 years ago, few people even knew where Clemson was. Well, that has changed, obviously, in large part due to this football success. I mean, when you attract 85,000 people for every home game and go on the road to sold-out stadiums, your name gets mentioned a lot. Like you said, we'll have a lot of coverage of this whole episode by people from various parts of the news side, from features side. This will be Clemson's first trip to the Sugar Bowl in 59 years. They were last there in 1958. A bit misleading, because the Sugar Bowl has always had a Southeastern Conference tie-in, and Clemson obviously is in the ACC. Look, Dabo went to the Sugar Bowl as a player at Alabama in 1992, and they won the national championship. So 25 years later, here he is. He said it's only his second trip to New Orleans, so he's looking forward to having some Cajun cooking and some good eats down there in New Orleans as well. He's the kind of coach who will encourage his players to get out and have fun. Not too much fun, mind you, just to get a flavor of the local atmosphere down there in New Orleans. Yeah, we'll have a feature. I think we sent six people last year to the national championship in Tampa. You know, one person kind of handling social media, another person handling more personality-type features, and I'll be sticking strictly to the sports, I believe, for this time.
Maybe you can get in a little bit of that Cajun eating yourself.
I hope so, Paul. I'm counting on it.
As we get ready to wrap up, please remind everybody about these two upcoming bowl games. Of course, Oklahoma and Georgia, Clemson and Alabama, the dates, the times, and then the two winners when they would meet for the national title.
Yeah, the day game is the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. That'll be Oklahoma and Georgia. I believe that's set for a 3:30 kickoff. Then Clemson, as they've done all season, they get the late draw. The Sugar Bowl is set for, I think, an 8:45 p.m. kickoff. Make sure you're wide awake all night for that one. And then the two winners will meet on January 8th, Monday night, in Atlanta. You know what would be crazy? If somehow, some way, Clemson and Georgia advance. Can you imagine Clemson-Georgia national title game in Atlanta? I think the city might collapse.
That is something to keep an eye out for, not to mention what a short drive that would be for the Clemson faithful out of the Carolinas to go be a part of that. A lot to look forward to. Been great recapping and getting ready for what's to come about the Clemson Tiger football program. We want to thank our guest this morning, who again is the sports writer and columnist for the Greenville News and all over Clemson sports, Scott Kiepfer. Thank you, sir.
Glad to join you, Paul. Appreciate it.
More to the story from WNCW, also available on our website as a podcast. That's WNCW.org. This is Paul Foster.